We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Chav Tes Amad Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top, beginning of a line. We had in the Mishnah that a ish is madir es benoi benazir. That means a father could make his son into a nazir. Talking about a son who's a katan. And the halacha is that the father could say, you know what, son, you're going to be a nazir. And the Machlokes Yechon and Mishlokes, what's the reason that you could do that? They have the power to do that. Yechon says it's because halacha ha'maishim esinai. And Rav Shimon Lakish, which Taisus sounds like it's garish, Rav Shlakish says with shame, Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, he holds that it's al chinuch, that you could make your son into nazir with the din of chinuch, that you mechanech him to be a nazir. So Gemara doesn't have different kashas here on Rav Shlakish. Gemara is like this: Bishlam Rav Yechanan to Amah Halachi Benazir. It's good according to Rav Yechanan, says Lachem Yisrael Sinai Am Tu Lahachi Benoi In Bitei Loi. So we understand why the halach is that a ish maders benoi. It's mashma that a father only makes his son into a nazir, but not his daughter. Because that's the halach of Moshe Messina. That's exeris akasa. That's what it is. It's not like there's a kasa, it's a halach of Moshe Messina, but that's the way it was given. Only benoi and not bitoi. Om to lahachi, benoi and bitoi. Eller a shlakish, well, fear a shlakish is din a chinuch. Aren't you chayim a chinuch for your daughter also? A fill of bitoi. Even bitoi should have a din that the father can make her into a nazir. Because there's din chinuch by daughters also. So the Gemara answers, "Kesava benoy chayv lechancha, bita in chayv lechancha." Rav Shlakish will hold, there's no chi of chinuch on a daughter. Aye, lechayra, we know that there is a din chinuch by little girls, because it says by Yom Kippur, it says there in the Mishnah, "Echad tinoikes, echad tinoikos, echad tinoikes, mechanch moysel latinus lasanis bim kippurim." So Tosis asks the kasha, Tosis printed up chokhesam beis. Tosis answers, "Sarach lechalik b'dava." And what does that mean? So Tosis shonim in Yuma. As his kasha also explains a little more. He says that there's really shayach chinuch by banos, even by daughters, by kol atarikula. Nazirus is not shayach so much by a isha, by a daughter, as much as a son. And the Acharonim explain pshat is because since the nazir is an inyan of precious, there's a more inyan precious for a boy than for a girl, and therefore there's only a chiyav chinuch when it comes to nazirus by a daughter. So when the Gemara says, according to Tosfos Shonim, and a little bit Tosfos, the Gemara answers that fear of shlokas is no chiyav chinuch by a bas, the Gemara means regarding nazirus, not the gabbai everything else. Not a kasher on shlokas. Then we understand why it's only a din, the father makes the son into a nazir and not a neder, because the halacha mishvesino is given by nazirus. Elor Ashlokesh, film Darim Nami. Why isn't there a chinuch on a Darim? What does that mean? So Taisa speaks out that you don't find anywhere that a father is mad that benoy ben a Darim. What's this example that Taisa gives? Either that he should bring a carbon or that he should mekabel on him to mekayim mitzvahs sukkah velulah. Now, why didn't Taisa say a regular neder? Because we know from Masechtas Nedarim that a regular neder is a person is called a rosh of a regular neder. That's the Gemara says there. It's not a good thing to make a nedarim. But there is a good thing to make a neder l'kayim as a mitzvah. And if it's mashmah Taisus that the neder is chal, according to the Ran in Masechtas Nedarim, Kuvis Nedarim chal, but according to mashmah Taisus it's chal, and the Gemara's kash is, why don't you make a chinuch for your shlokish for nedarim? That you should make a neder to shake a lulav or sit in a sukkah. And why only by naziris? So the Gemara answers, of course you make a chinuch there also. He's saying loy b'darim the less they nivel. That's possible in darim where there's no nivels, no inui. So there, we understand that you do chinuch on those type of darim. Elafil ben aziris. Rishlokas saying even the fear Rishlokas is saying even aziris is shaykh to have chinuch. Elafil ben aziris the islay nivel where there he has to suffer a little bit. Afil ahachi chayev karka still is a chiyev chinuch. So that's not a kasha. The kasha is why we have a chinuch on a darim. Tarish we do, according to Rishlokas. Taka do have a chinuch on a darim. Just our Mishnah saying, even Nazir is a shayach chinuch. The Gemara goes further. The Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Dama Halachi, when Nazir, the fear of Rabbi Yechanan says, that's Lachav Moshe Messinai. Hainu the Tani, that's what I understand. Micha, Ishim, Michu, Kraiva. Ella, that we understand that either he's Micha or his Kraiva, my Micha, that it works. Rabbi Yechanan, Rishlokas, Kol Kiminayim, like what's the Pshah in the Macha? Bishlam Vilam Rabbi Yechanan, you understand this idea called Macha. The Lachav Moshe Messinai says that I can make my son a Nazir, but if it's Micha, it's not. But if it's a Chiyav Chinuch, it's a chiyav chinuch. How is he moicha on a chiyav chinuch? If father wants to mechanach his son, there's something that's macha. Could craven be moicha? I'm training my son to come to daven every day. So the craven say, no, I don't believe in that. So you stop. But what's pshat is a din macha. Mishnah says that if ish madas benoi, if he's moicha or is craven my moicha, The halacha is batal. Bishul halacha mishina, that's part of the halacha mishina, but if you learn that it's chinuch, what's the pshat? So the Gemara answers, that here, the pshat Gemara tells like this, that kroivim, the armor leilo, sigmar mitzvahs, kusava, kolkuni and kroivim, the armor leilo, sigmar mitzvahs, is it possible kroivim is part of the kasha? Is it possible kroivim say, don't teach the mitzvahs? And for the Gemara, kusavar, kol chinuch, the loy choshev, le nichalei. Or, Tais has a girsa, that it's called kusava, kol chinuch, the loy choshev, is bizyonihu. Here, he has to cut off his hair, and there's different bizyonis over here. So the way Rosh explains it is, that since there's a bizyonis in this chinuch, so we allow, if there's macha, that means they feel that it's bizyon. If he, the child, is meichu, or krev meichu, it shows that it's a bizyon for him. And we're worried that if we do chinuch that's a bezoyin, he won't listen and he'll be oivar on his zirusa. He'll be oivar on his zirusa. We don't want that to happen. We don't want him to be a nazir and then to be oivar on it. Therefore, if there's a macha, that means they're not holding by doing it. If they're not holding by doing it, we don't want him to do it. There's no chinuch in a case where he's not going to want to do it and he's being embarrassed to do it, and therefore there's no chinuch in that. That's the Mara's answer. Mara says, Kesava kol chinuch lechosh lenichalei. There's no anything that's not choshev is bizyoni who like Tosis is garis, and therefore he could be meicher. So the Gemara writes, Mishnah Rivirich and Adam Alachi Benazir Salach Moshe Sinai Mishmalchi Megalech Vavra Kafa. The Alachi is that when a Nazir gets a haircut, he cuts his entire head, including his payas. And we know there's an Isser in the Torah Lav. There's a few Lav on this. Akafa is Kol Reish. If you do Akafa, then there's a Lav. There's an Issa HaKafa. So Bishlam, if it's a Nazir, that's Xeris HaKosov, that you do a Taglachas. But here, it's only the Rabbanon. It's only a Chinuch. It's only a Chinuch sat here. It was the Rabbanon. Hey, I do HaKafa. So Bishlam, Rabbi Yechanan, that's part of Lach Meshvesina, that you can make your son into a Nazir. It's a real Nazir, Midaraisa. And therefore, you can do HaKafa. But according to Rabbi Yesi Bechanin and Ramash Lakish, they hold the Chanchem Mitzvahs, Elohim Yesi Bechanin and Ramash Lakish, the Chanchem Mitzvahs, Vaha Ka'ovid HaKafa, there's Issa HaKafa. So Eigen, tell me, what do you mean? The guys are cotton. A cotton not chayv the right side on a kafa. Teretz is akmashi. That it means that the person cutting is here. But that's also machloikis. Nafnun zayin on base is machloikis. If there's an isser for the, if you cut a cotton's here, is that an isser or not? But I have to say this is more going to go down on the yom. Holds that there's an isser on the makif, even if it's a cotton. So the kasha is what happened to the isser on the makif? So the more answers kusava kafas kolarosh from the rabbanon. If you cut the entire head, it's midrabanan. That means that midaraisa, it's only asr according to this man diyama if you leave some here. But if you do the entire head, then it's only midrabanan according to this man diyama. It's the rabbanan, I guess. And rabbanan is you can have a chinuch on that. A kafas kolarosh rabbanan. The chinuch midrabanan. But also chinuch rabbanan v'dochei a kafah derabanan. The chinuch derabanan is doicha the kafah derabanan. Now the Rashba has an interesting insight here in the Chubis. When you say that a nose has to grow his hair, so does that mean the beard also? Moshe, what would you say? The halacha is that a nose has to grow his hair. Does he have to grow his beard as well? So, well, it's a good question. Zok the Rashba, I have a raya from this Gemara that you do not have to grow your beard. There's no need to grow your beard. Because if you have to grow your beard, you have to cut your beard. If you have to cut your beard, there's an isser of cutting the beard. It's a geluach zakin. And that is no heter of akavas kol ha'roish. There's no heter for that. So since the Gemara doesn't say there's an issa here of geluach ha'zakin, vice dois, there's no issa at all. He anyway holds it from the pasuk of roishoi, the tar lo yavi ha'roishoi, the lashon roishoi means dafka the head, not the beard. So therefore, the Rashi says clearly there's no din to grow your hair. There's no din to grow the beard, only the hair. So just if you see like a clip of a nazir these days, I wonder if the beard was part of that. I'm not sure if what they hold, which they hold. Yeah, I'm not sure. Right, yeah, I don't know if they grow the beard, right. So you have to know if that's it. But I'm telling you, Rashi says there's no din of nazir on a beard. Bishlam the Rav Yechanan. So quick to the more answer is that, I'm talking about a kofas kol ha'roish, that's the midrash bottom. There's another kasha. This is the last discussion we're going to have. Basically, the last idea. Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, the Amah Halachi Ben Nazir. The Fir Rabbi Yechanan that says Halachi Meis Rishinai Halachi Megaleach Meisi Carbon. Therefore, when after 30 days he takes his haircut, he first brings the kabbanis, then he takes his haircut. So he brings kabbanis, no problem. Even though he's a cotton, but there's a din Halachi Meis Rishinai that he's a Nazir. He can bring a carbon. Elo the Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina Ramesh Lakish. The whole idea is only to mechanach mitzvahs. chulim ba'azara lemaisa. He's bringing chulim ba'azara because midaraisa there is no carbon nazirus. He's not a nazir midaraisa. Only chiruch. So how is he allowed to bring a carbon into the base of mikdash? So my answer is kusava chulim ba'azara lav deraisa. He holds chulim ba'azara is not deraisa. Frank the Gemara. A similar question. You know, one of the things you bring is birds. A nazir brings, at least when he's a tameh, he's going to bring a bird, two birds for a carbon. Now, a bird is a unique type of situation. Because you bring an oif in the Beis Mikdash, you don't do shchita, you do malika. Malika is not yoytze shchita. If someone now wants to buy chicken from Kiryas Yoel and they do malika, it's nevela. It's not, you can't eat it. You have to do shchita. But in the base of mikdash, especially as a cost, if you do malika, you're allowed to eat the chicken. It's pretty chiddush. But if the chicken is, well, it's not a chicken, it's an oif, it's a bird, it's a dove, a turtle dove. But if you bring that oif, not it's not a kosher or a carbon midaraisa, so then it's an avela. So how are you allowed to eat the carbon? When it comes to him, I see carbon sefarim. He brings a carbon of birds. The kohen eats the malika. Ella roivsi v'chanina d'aram shlokish haka achol navela, eating the avela. So what is pshat that you could eat the carbon tuma? L'chayr it's the veila. The Gemara answers: Kusava, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, the ain shchita l'oif mina taira. He also Rabbi Yehuda holds is first of all ain shchita l'oif mina taira, and v'chulim bazar l'av deraisa. Because there's two problems here with the birds. First of all, it's chulim bazara. Second of all, it's a malika. So he'll hold that midaraisa. There's bandiyama and chulim the holds midaraisa oif does not need shchita. Midaraisa you can just kill oif and eat it. So since it's the deraisa, you can be soimich on the deraisa here, legabe the din chinuch. Now, Tosfos has a discussion that what does it mean kusav Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Where is this Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos says maybe there's a Gemara on base that says Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds like a shlokish. There's a machlokes tanoim there. We say maybe he holds like a shlokish. Therefore, he has to hold a must be in shchita life matar v'chul ma'azara. But Tosfos wants to be gerus maybe kusav Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. And that's the man yom the whole time he's saying here mechinuch. It's Amar Rav Shlokish b'shem Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. And he says, even though we know all of a shas, Rav Yosi Rav Chanina is a mayra, in this sugya he's a tana. And therefore we're saying kusava Rav Yosi Rav Chanina the ancient life of the Torah b'chul mazar la'av deraisa. Right, the Gemara Kasha.
There's another
Rav Yosi Chanina. What? There's another Rav Chanina who's a mayra. That's for sure. So the tana we assume Rav Yosi Chanina is a mayra. But he says that can't be really, because Rav Chanina was a Talmud of Rav Yechanan. It doesn't make sense. Shlokish would say something b'shem Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. So he says it must be this Rav Yosi Rav Chanina is a Tana, and he holds ein shchita la'oif mina taira and a chulim ba'azar lav deraisa. So what are we saying? We're saying now is that how do we get out of the problem here? We have a problem over here. It's a chinuch. How you bring in a carbon? And if he comes tamei, how you bring a carbon tuma? It's malika. There it is. He holds. And second of all, there's no chulim ba'azara deraisa. Frankly, Marav, so Rabbi Yosi Yochi, does Rabbi Yosi hold this? And that's, and Fit Hoysis is the Girsa Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina. Vatanya, Rabbi Yosi Rav Chanina, Imer, Menayin, Fit Hoysis, that's the Girsa. Menayin, Lechata Sa'oiv Shabbal Safik. We know, we learned right a few times this Masechta, that Lechata Sa'oiv, which means if a Isha is a Safik Zava, or a Safik Yeledes, now she can't catch him because she's a Safik. The Lacha she could bring a Kavanas. She could bring a Chatas, even though Chatas can't bring a Dava, a Chatas Oif is Baal Safik. So what's the Makar for that? And what's the Makar? She'ain Nechelas. Menayin Lachatas Oif she Baal Safik, she'ain Nechelas, you can only eat it. Time alone, the Pasuk says like this. Vazov es Zoivoy, it says in the Pasuk, Vazov es Zoivoy lezochav lanakeva. And we make a hekesh over here. Makish zacha to nekeva. Makish nekeva la zacha. Ma zacha may be carbon al vadai. Just like a zacha brings a carbon al vadai. Let's say a chatas chelev. If he eats chelev, he brings a carbon chatas. After nekeva be a carbon al vadai, nekeva also brings her type of carbon, a nekeva carbon. A carbon on a vadai, which is a bird on a yeledas, let's say. Now, just point out that we said maybe carbon al vadai bring a chatas, and a nekeva also brings that. So it really means ma zacha maybe carbon alvada, and a keva also brings that. But after a keva, her special carbon mevia carbon alvada, which means a bird on avada yeledas. Well, ma zacha maybe al safik, and just like a zacha has a din that if he eats chelav besafik, he brings the asham talu, which is a carbon al safik. After a keva mevia al safik, and a keva also brings a carbon on a suffik. What's that? A chatas oif? It brings a chatas oif from a suffik. Now, who says oif? It means if she's a suffik, you're allowed this, which Tosfos speaks out, it means, let's say she's not sure she had a miscarriage, not sure if she miscarried a baby or miscarried a ruach, so like something else. So halacha is, she could bring a carbon from a suffik, just like a zacha brings a carbon of Ashram Talim. Just like a zachar, if it's a vadai, it's a behema. So he brings from the same type of species. It means he brings a behema, maybe a safik. It's not the same type of animal. One could be a kavsa, one is a ayil. But let me say, he brings a behema. It brings a behema. The same thing after keva, from the same min, which is a bird, she brings a vadai. She brings when she's a vadai, she brings a bird. She brings the same type of bird on a suffix. So that's the makar that she brings a chatas oif, she brings a bird. She brings a bird when she's a suffix. Ima zachar maybe carbon v'nechal, must bring a raya. Zachar brings the osham talu and he eats it. After cave and via carbon v'nechal, maybe the cave also brings the chatas oif mesafik, will eat the carbon. Amrit loy. No, it's all part of Brisa. Im amrit bezachar, on top of amabez, im amrit bezachar, shkin iser echad. By a zachar who brings osham tali, it's only handling one iser, chash iser, iser chulim ba azara. That's the Tosfos explains. Iser echad. Toimer rekeva shnei isurim. There's two isurim. What are two isurim that you're risking when you bring chas oif misafik? My shnei isurim lav iser nevela chulim ba azara. And it's all Yosi Barachinian talking. He's saying that the reason chas oif is not eaten is because there's two isurim here. Iser nevela. And chulam ba'azor, he sees makbid on shchit loif min ha'tayra, and he's makbid on chulam ba'azor. Agav, why are we saying that by Oshem Tali is called Isser Echad? Tosfos says it means chulam ba'azor. What do you mean chulam ba'azor? Oshem Tali is a real carbon, it's not a suffix. Vice does from this brisa that Oshem Tali is, if he wasn't chayta, really it's a chulin, it's not really a good carbon. Oshem Tali is only brought on tzad, he ate chelev, it sounds like. And therefore, it's considered like chulam, chsafik chulam ba'azara, which is a very big chiddush. There's Rav Chaim and Seif about this. It says, no, Oshem Tali is a vadai carbon. But upon him, well, what's the game for us is that we're saying that there are two isurim in Brincha Azayif. It's in a vela, as the malika, and chulam ba'azara. So it's a kasha. How can you say, it's not, there's no two isurim. It's really ain't shchit loif min ha'tayra, and no chulam ba'azara min ha'tayra. Here's mashma, yeah. So Mar says, no, it's not a kasha. Maskva racha reid Rav Ika, v'dilma. Maybe the reason why you can't eat it is because it looks like two isurim midrabanan. Only midrabanan taka. Midraisa taka has no problem of shkita of shkita amalika. Midraisa would work, and midraisa own no kulam bazara. The reason why we don't even eat it is because midrabanan. So therefore, we got out of that question. Basically, we said like this, and the cheshbon is that Rosh Lakish said it's a chinuch. And the question was, hey, let's bring the bird. There's two problems with the bird. First of all, it's nevela. Second was chulam azar. So he said, no, it's not the raisa. We asked the kasha from this braisa. It sounds like it's the raisa. Tarek says, no, it's the rabbanon. Now, Tarek is bothered that with two kashas, basically. First of all, he says that smash with his hekish is a deraisa diga drasha. So if the hekish says, just like the zachar eats its suffik, so the kevish eat its suffik, how are you stopping that with this tainav? It's not the raisa. And number two is, ain't hekish lemechza. The mice is a hekish. We're saying the hekish, you bring a carbon, the same type of carbon, memin, that you bring vavadai. So the hekish will say, you eat it. What's ain't hekish lemechza? Tosfos answers that you're right. Midaraisa, you can eat the chatas oif mesafik. You eat it. Midaraisa, you eat it. It's only midarabanan that let you eat it because of these two problems. Only chumra darabanan. So his answers, lefi, Rosh Lakish, and Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, they hold that mechumra darabanan, you can't eat it. Really, midaraisa, you could eat it. So the chumra darabanan, you can't eat it. So bottom line is, we answered all the questions on Rosh Lakish, which is a big chiddush, is in chinuch, and you can be over a kafah kol roish, and you can be over the issa to eat the nevela, all these things, because it's only midarabanan. And as the chinuch, you see the koyach of chinuch, and chinuch is doicha, all these derabanans, as the mechanuch, the child, for naziris.